upcoming Farmer and Rancher Benefit Concert, which is taking place March 14th, 7 o'clock p.m. at the Afton Ford Theater. Michael Horn, organizer of the event, in studio today, along with Bren Hill and Jamie Neal, who will be performing at this great event, again, happening Thursday, March 14th. Bren and Jamie joining us over the phone today live. Michael, I think we'll start with you and have you introduce this this event that's coming back this year. Tell us about the purpose of this awesome event.
Absolutely, dude. Thank you. And thank you for having us all out on the air today to talk about this. We just had a great success last year bringing all the farmers and ranchers together and to benefit FFA and 4-H locally. We raised quite a bit of money, and we hope to outdo ourselves this year. And we're really fortunate to have Bren and Jamie back with us to put on another great show. And I mean, I just can't wait to have some more of those meatballs from Circle H.
I was going to say, it's not just the great entertainment, but it's a dinner show, right?
That's right. Yeah, if you get the pre-sale ticket before March 3rd, you will get the box dinner, which is Wagyu meatballs from Circle H Ranch. And Victor does an amazing job, and the FFA kids prepare those meatballs, and the 4-H kids put together the rest of the meal with some amazing potatoes. I need that recipe, by the way.
Awesome. So it, of course, benefits the Star Valley FFA and 4-H groups. Bren Hill joining us over the phone this morning. Bren, of course, country singer. And Bren, I know you've performed in Star Valley a number of times, but this show last year was something kind of special just because of the cause for it, and that's something that's been important to you. Tell us about what it's like to perform in a benefit concert like this for the ag community.
Well, I appreciate it, Duke. You know, these are my people, and you know, we get out there and we play songs that really represent their life and the things they love about life, and you know, hopefully inspire them to keep putting food on our table. You know, in any room that I'm in, the most important, the VIPs in every room that I'm in is the veterans and servicemen and women that protect our freedoms, and then the folks that put food on our table. It's always, you know, and interesting to me how many, you know, of our folks that are farmers and ranchers have also served our country. But anyway, those are our people out there in front of us. I know, you know, their struggle. I know what they want to hear out of me, and so I'm going to go up there and deliver it.
Awesome. It's always a great show. And of course, Jamie Neal also joining us today, the local girl, Star Valley native, who's quite the great singer in her own right. Jamie, of course, you know all too well about what it's like to grow up in the agricultural world. What is it like for you to be on stage with the likes of someone with Bren Hill and perform it in an event like this?
It was a blast last year. I had so much fun getting up there. And I mean, I was surrounded by faces that I knew really well, and people I've done 4-H with and were my leaders back in the day. And then Bren is just awesome. He was so much fun to get up there and do the opening act for. But yeah, it was so much fun to come back to my community and see everybody, and then help out kids that I personally knew do a fundraiser for their 4-H projects in FFA.
Talking this morning live on the Weekday Wake Up with Michael Horn, Bren Hill, and Jamie Neal, who are all part of the upcoming Star Valley Farmer and Rancher Benefit Concert, Thursday, March 14th. So, Jamie, tell us what kind of performance, as far as the opening act, what will people expect when they come out to the show and see you take the stage?
Well, for sure there's going to be some classics. I mean, you know me, I love to sing some Ian Tyson songs and some Dave Stamey covers. But I also have a couple originals coming up. So I sang a couple of those last year, but these will be all new. So if you guys are super excited for that, because I'm pretty excited to perform those for you guys.
Absolutely. Yes, we are. Love the originals from the local crew. Absolutely. Bren, how about you? For those that for some reason have been under a rock their whole life and haven't heard Bren Hill yet, tell us about your style of country music and what you bring to the stage.
Yeah, Duke, that happens to be a lot of people, by the way. So,
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I'm putting the miles on out here. But anyway, you know, it's me and my six-string band. And, you know, I come from a genre of troubadours and really, you know, Don Edwards. We talked about Ian Tyson, Dave Stamey, you know, all of my cohorts in this genre. We have a lot of great solo performers. And so, you know, as a young age, I took it upon myself to really be a great solo performer and, you know, play guitar well and sing well, and I play a mouth harp. And so, yeah, it's just, you know, I get up there and I try to make the most of everything I got there to make music with. And, you know, at the heart and soul of it is really, you know, as I said before, it's the people out in front of us. You know, I'm there to tell their story. I got a brand new record out. It's called Horses of War. I know you were one of the first on that, on the first single. I appreciate it so much, Duke. And, you know, we've just been pushing that. It finally released on all streaming services last weekend. I was down in Alpine, Texas, playing at the Lone Star Cowboy Poetry Gathering, and that that record came out in full length. So I'm pushing that as hard as I can. I'm going to play a bunch of new stuff, a bunch of the old stuff. I got a song about Star Valley called Gray's River Road, and I'm gonna sing that loud. So I'm there for the folks of Star Valley, the ag folks, the ranchers, the farmers that put food on our table. I love them, and I'm there to honor them.
This event happens Thursday, March 14th, and Michael, of course, is, as we mentioned, all the proceeds go back to the ag community, the local 4-H and FFA groups, and last year, as you mentioned, a great response. You're talking thousands of dollars that ended up being donated to this.
It was, Duke, and it was just so good to be able to give that money over to those great organizations that we know are good stewards of that within our community and promoting agriculture and ranching. One thing I would just add is, in addition to all of our other great sponsors, yesterday we had Wild Wyoming, who is donating a lever-action rifle that Bren Hill is going to sign.
Wow.
If you don't know Bren's music, you know he's got a great hit, Lever Action's Forever. So we're super excited to have that silent auction at the event as well and to raise some more money. In addition, I think last year we didn't really ask, but yeah, if anybody wants to donate to this particular event, those donations would go directly to Star Valley FFA and 4-H.
Absolutely. So this doesn't happen until March 14th, so it's still a few weeks away. Takes place, of course, at the Afton Ford Theater. But get your tickets now, Michael, because you can save and get a great meal on top of it.
That's right, Duke. Yeah, definitely. Get those meatballs and those potatoes.
discount for pre-sale tickets. In fact, you save $5 if you get those in advance. Where do people find tickets, Mike?
You can find tickets at Salt River Arts, and you can also find tickets on American Frontier Entertainment, our website.
Absolutely. And, of course, we've got the flyer on our website, too, on the events page of SBINews.com. And it's the Star Valley Farmer and Rancher Benefit Concert, Thursday, March 14th. Bren Hill, Jamie Neal joining us live on the phone this morning. Bren, Jamie, anything we missed that you two would like to mention today about this event?
Hey, thanks, Michael Horn. Thanks for the interest in, FFA and the ag community there. It just means the world to have somebody in the community that's solidly behind it, you know, willing to put this stuff together. I can't wait to see my friend Jamie Neal. She is a real budding talent, and she is something special. And so looking forward to hearing her again. And I just appreciate your help with all this, Duke, as well.
Absolutely. Jamie, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say thank you for those awesome compliments. And then, yeah, back at you guys. You guys have done a phenomenal job putting much fun, and I really look forward to it and seeing all of my friends and being able to perform in my hometown. So I'm pretty excited.
Thursday, March 14th, the Farmer and Rancher Benefit Concert at the Afton Ford Theater. Pre-sale tickets available now, and you can get those in advance and save and make sure you get that great dinner as well. All proceeds benefit the local FFA and 4-H. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.